Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Hope you are doing well. I would love to start with a stunning guitar made by a very well-known German guitar luthier who is also the nephew of the legendary Edgar Munch. This guitar is made by Kolya Panhuysen. Kolya Panhuysen has built guitars for many professional classical guitarists and soloists worldwide, and I find his guitars sound very pleasing to the ears. His guitars are offering qualities that most of the modern classical guitarists nowadays ask for. And this guitar made by Kolya is brand new. It's a double top guitar with, I would say, combined with lattice bracing. This guitar comes with a spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And he's using only wood and no carbon fibers or Nomex. It's all wood guitar, and I personally like it a lot. If the whole guitar is made of wood, I think it makes the guitar less artificial.
Nomex tends to sound a little plastic, artificial. Mm-hmm. No? Not a huge difference, but I like this better. It's all wood.
You know? Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. It is all natural.
Well, every guitar, I think, has a little weakness somewhere.
So, true.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't play myself that well. Just a few chords and so on. But, I don't know where the weakness is here. But you'll find it.
Hard to say.
It has a slightly elevated fingerboard, and what I can tell you straight away, this is one of the most comfortable guitars that I've ever played. It's like it has been made for my hands, but I'm not the only one. Everyone who is trying or playing the Kolya Panhuysen guitars is saying the same. Somehow the shape of the neck and the whole shape of the guitar, the fingerboard, makes the playing experience very unique, and the guitar invites you to play and play and practice. I think it's a magical instrument. But enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. Such a delicate tone. Pure beauty. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. You know what I mean. This guitar is truly special. Thank you. So one thing is clear. Even Kolya Panhuizen is not well known for his double top guitars. I mean, if you hear double top guitars, you think of Daman, Carsten Kops, or Michel Brück. But I have to say, this is a super high level double top guitar, and one of those double top guitars with a lot of colors, which I'm missing in some double top guitars, to be honest. Almost like a traditional guitar. And also the dynamic range is very wide, because I think not all the double top guitars have a wide dynamic range. They are loud straight away, but you are a bit limited to get louder or to play more quiet. But in this case, you have a very wide dynamic range. Amazing. I mean, I'm tending to buy this guitar myself, but I have already three guitars at home, so maybe at another time. Happy that I could present this guitar to you. It's one of those instruments that I will always remember in my mind because of the comfort of the play and also the special sound that this guitar offers. Made by Kolya Panhuizen, brand new from 2025, and I'm very curious, what are you receiving from the other side, and if it's also impressive from your side. Well, let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by the Iranian guitar luthier based in Turkey, in Istanbul, Ramin Fala. And we had, I think, 2 weeks ago, a guitar made by him, which is already sold. And I think he is building super interesting guitars with a strong character in the tone and some aesthetical highlights. And this guitar, made by Ramin Fala, is brand new from 2025. It's the C stage model and it has the number 475. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and the rosette, which is Ramin Fala's signature rosette. And we have also a sound port and we have Amazonian rosewood back and sides. I think it's a great wood in terms of tonal qualities and also aesthetics. And we have also this amazing decoration by Ramin Fala, which is very complicated to do it like this. And this wood in the middle is U, I guess. And in the middle of this wood, I think it's maple or cypress, maybe cypress. I would say, let's see how this guitar sounds. I describe the sound of this guitar? The previous guitar made by Ramin Falla, the trebles were very sparkling and kind of bright. And this guitar is a bit different. This is more calm, more laid back, a bit more intimate, and it has also some soft overtones, very pleasant to the ears. And the basses are quite deep and very well resonating. Powerful guitar. I don't know if it's due to this sound port that this guitar has and I can hear myself louder, or if it's loud in general. It was a guitar made by Ramin Falla, a beautiful one with Amazonian rosewood back and sides, a very premium wood. And yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and let's continue. And the next guitar is a bomb. I mean, I don't know if the guitar luthier will like what I say or how I describe this guitar. Okay, to describe the sound in a more technical language, it's very explosive and very forward going, forward driving, loud. And this guitar is made by Fernando Mazza, quite well-known guitar luthier, because many big names and very talented classical guitarists are playing his instruments, and I can definitely understand why they are doing it. This guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a 64 centimeters scale. It's a lattice braced guitar with I guess with some carbon fibers under the bracing, and it comes with a cedar top, an armrest, and amazing Santos rosewood back and sides. It has also a sound hole, and yeah, let's see how this guitar made by Fernando Maza sounds. When you play chords on this guitar, you have the feeling that the guitar is breathing so well. I mean, the tones are coming out easily, and as I said in the beginning of the video, it's a very responsive guitar, and you don't need that much effort to get a good sound out of this guitar. And it's sounding also very soft, what I love about this guitar. You don't have to worry about your nails sometimes if you are in, or your nails are in bad shape or not polished. The guitar will sound still very full and smooth. It's also full of overtones. Wow, what an amazing guitar. I would say impressive. This is a guitar that impress you straight away from the first tone that you play on this guitar. And I would say either you like the sound of this guitar or you just don't like it, because it's a more modern sounding guitar. So if you are a fan of double top guitars or Greg Smallman or Connor guitars, you will love this guitar. But if you are a Hauser guitar fan or Romanios, this is completely the opposite of that. It's a different sound philosophy of Fernando Maza. And yeah, great job. Congratulations to Fernando. And let's move to the next guitar. And this guitar is made by one of the, you could say, legends of the new century. It's made by Andrea Tacchi, and Andrea Tacchi from Italy is someone who sees the guitar as a painting. He's an artist, and he combines the aesthetics with an immaculate sound. And this guitar is from 1994. So he was building already in the year 1994 this kind of guitars. And this guitar is, as I said, from 1994. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's the Cochlea model. This is one of the first Cochlea models that Andrea Tacchi has been building in that year. And this guitar has a 65.5 centimeters scale. Let's play a few tones on this magical guitar. Look, listen to this sustain, this forward going sustain. I can imagine it's such a joy to learn a new piece on this guitar. You know, sometimes you hear a new piece on YouTube or in a concert and you think, I want to learn this piece. And then you cannot wait to get home and to grab your guitar and to see how that piece sounds on your own guitar with the qualities of your guitar. And this guitar gives me the feeling that, okay, let's learn a new piece. By the way, I have to learn some new pieces, I think, because I'm playing the same pieces since 2-3 years. If you have some suggestions, just write it down in the comments so that I can play a new piece in the weekly guitar meetings. Yeah, let's play a last piece and then we move to the last guitar of this week. Dynamic range. Let's move to the last guitar. And the last guitar of this week is an extremely rare guitar made by Antonio Emilio Pascual Viudes. This guitar was built in Madrid It's a vintage, truly vintage guitar from 1925, and it has the number 159. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I would recommend to you to visit our website. You can find the link in the video description and read more about this luthier and this guitar. This is also one of those guitars that it offers you so many different colors that you want to try different colors and move your fingers, and then you will make more mistakes. So it's a dangerous guitar, as I always say. So it reacts very well to what your right hand is doing. This week's weekly guitar meeting with a guitar made by Antonio Emilio Pasquale Viudes. Beautiful sound. Wow. I have tried this guitar for the first time and I'm very impressed. Beautiful. Well, and it was also the last week's weekly guitar meeting. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. Enjoy your weekend. And see you next week.